Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the classes assigned to women in the female factory.
The new factory was to house 300, and everyone was in together. There were girls that had a little bit more spirit than other girls. The spirited ones, unfortunately, were encouraging the not-so-spirited ones to misbehave. So they decided, 1822, that it had to be split up into three classes. The first class were for those women that used it as a refuge. They were the ladies that were that came straight from the ship. They may have had children. They may have been elderly, or they just weren't assigned straight from the ship. They were waiting to be assigned. They were waiting to be married. Or their husband might have been in jail, or he might have been deceased. So they used it as a refuge. Or they may have already been assigned out and their master didn't have any further use for them, so they were sent back to the first class. And those ladies did needlework for the orphanage. They did it for the hospital. They did it for the factory. They also took in needlework from the settlers, and the settlers would pay. Then there was second class. They were the ladies that were sent there for being drunk down the street. They might have misbehaved in first class. They might have assaulted somebody. Or they might have behaved themselves in third class and were sent down to second class. And those girls did the washing for the factory, for the orphan school, for the hospital, and for settlers, if they sent it in to be washed. Then there was third class, and third class were the real spirited ones. They were the ones that had been in and out of the factory a few times. They were the ones that were continually going before the magistrate. They were drunk all the time, and they just misbehaved. They would be insolent to their mistress or their master. So they were sent to third class. And third class is the ones that you can find the most information about. And third class, unfortunately, had their hair cropped when they were sent into third class. That was one of your punishments. They would break stones for the Parramatta roads. They would even chop the wood if the male convicts could not get there to chop the wood, if they weren't available. They would do the oaken picking, which is picking the tar off the ropes from the ships. And they would spin the wool or the flax. The fabrics that were made in the factory were Parramatta cloth. They would make a coarse cloth that was used for the convict clothes. They would make sailcloth that was used to make the sails for the ships to go back to England.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta female factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.